From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. German police are searching for a Tunisian man suspected of involvement in Monday's truck attack in Berlin. An arrest warrant issued Wednesday names Anis Amri and lists him as a Tunisian citizen. The warrant says he is considered armed and dangerous. The evacuations of rebels and civilians from the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for one day. The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to the Syrian government, a milestone in the nearly six-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey. The agreement also called for people to leave two villages in Idlib province that have been under rebel siege. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's foreign minister told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that his government believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who lives in the United States. Mr. Erdogan also blamed Gulen for July's failed coup. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured scores of others near Mexico City. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year's holidays when a series of explosions erupted. Most of the stalls in the market were destroyed. Forensics experts are using genetic analysis in an attempt to identify remains. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said Wednesday that the attacks in Europe this week prove he was right about his plans to institute tough screening for Muslims attempting to enter the United States. Trump spoke to reporters in Florida, where he is continuing to interview candidates to fill key positions in his administration. U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a ban on offshore oil and natural gas drilling throughout large areas of the Arctic and the U.S. Atlantic seaboard. The White House announced the bans Wednesday in conjunction with the Canadian government, which also placed a moratorium on drilling in its Arctic waters. The American Petroleum Institute says the ban should be reversed, and the incoming administration of Donald Trump and or Congress could indeed attempt to turn back Mr. Obama's decision. The United States is denying claims made by a Russian spokesman that the two countries have all but frozen communication channels, saying both sides are still engaged. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Mir TV Wednesday almost every level of dialogue had been severed with the United States. But State Department spokesman John Kirby said Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had spoken by phone as late as Tuesday about the war in Syria. Petrov also says he expects the Trump administration would take what he called a more constructive approach to Russian relations, although he cautioned against excess optimism. Violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 21 people dead. The violence broke out amid demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila, who remains in office even though his term has ended. Ida Sawyer of Human Rights Watch is keeping an eye on the unfolding violence.
In addition to the protest and the repression by the security forces, we're also seeing mobilization by armed groups in many parts of the country.
A group of Roman Catholic bishops has sponsored talks between the opposition and the ruling party. They're calling for an agreement between the sides by Sunday. Local media and insurgent sources say Taliban gunmen wearing suicide vests stormed the house of an Afghan lawmaker in Kabul, killing at least five people. Witnesses say three insurgents took part in the assault. China has been engulfed in smog for the past few days. More than 70 cities have declared pollution alerts. The government has ordered factories to shut down, has restricted driving, and has closed schools in the worst-hit cities, including Beijing. Those measures won't be lifted until Thursday, when stronger winds are expected to help disperse the pollutants. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were lower at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.